So let's review. The Gemara continues discussing the merits of Torah scholars and relates how two of them were saved from a collapsing wall. Ulfa and Rabbi Yechanan have a garsi by Raisa. They were learning Tchikuluhu Milsatuva, and they were in difficult financial straits, so they decided to make a business to earn money. On their way, they sat down by an unstable wall, and while they were eating, Asu Tre Malach Yesharus, two angels came by. Rabbi Yechanan overheard one say to the other, Nishdi Alayu Haiguda Venaktilinu. Let's make this wall fall on them, because they're forsaking the world to come and getting involved with worldly matters. The other malach said, Shafkinu de'ikubucha de'kaim le'shaita. Leave them, because one of them is destined for greatness, and his time has not yet come. When Rabbi Yechanan asked Ilfa whether he heard anything, and he responded in a negative, Rabbi Yechanan said, Midishamoy ano ve'ilfa le'shama, shamamino le'didi kaim le'shaita. Since only I heard the Malach and Ilfa did not, it is I who is destined for greatness. The Rabbi Yechanan returned to the yeshiva and Ilfa continued on his way. When Ilfa eventually returned, Rabbi Yechanan had become Rosh Yeshiva. The students said to Ilfa that if he had returned, he would have become Rosh Yeshiva because Ilfa was greater in learning than Rabbi Yechanan, upon which Ilfa demonstrated his greatness in learning even though he had spent time in commerce. The Gemara cites another incident where a tzaddik prevented a weakened house from collapsing. The Gemara relates, Nachum Ish Gamzu, who was very ill, was lying in an unstable house with the legs of his bed in pails of water to prevent ants from climbing up. Pamachas Bikshu Talmidav Lifnais Mitase V'Achach Lafanas Zakelim. One day his students wanted to remove him and his belongings from this dilapidated house. Amlehem Bonai Panus Akelim V'Achach Panus Mitase. He told them to remove his belongings first and then remove him. Because you can be sure that as long as I am in the house, it will not fall. They did as instructed, and as soon as Nachum Ish Gamzu was out of the house, it fell. They asked him, since you're such a great tzaddik, why did all these ills befall you? Nachum Ish Gamzu told his students, I had asked Hashem to bring all these ills upon me as a kapara, as atonement for once having delayed in feeding a poor person I met while traveling, and the man died while I was getting the food. The Gemara continues, V'amai kar le Nachum Ish Gamzu. D'chol milsadav eslalik le, Amar Gamzu l'tayva. He was called Nachum Ish Gamzu because anything that would happen to him, even if it seemed bad, he would say this too is for the best. As an example, the Gemara relates the following well-known story. One time the Jews wanted to send a gift to the Roman Caesar and chose Nachum Ish Gamzu to deliver it, the Melumen ben Nisanhu, because he was accustomed to have miracles performed on his behalf. They sent a chest filled with Avanim Tevis Margalias, precious gems and pearls, and while he was staying at a certain home, the people there stole the contents of the chest and filled it with dirt. When he arrived at the palace, the Caesar saw the dirt and wanted to kill all the Jews for mocking him. Nachum said, Gamzu l'tayva. Eliyahu Navi, disguised as a Roman, appeared and said to the Caesar, Dilma ha me'afra na'avram avinuhun. Perhaps this is the dirt from their forefather Avram, which, when thrown at the enemy, turns into swords. The Romans tested it, and it worked. As a reward, they filled Nachum's chest with precious gems and pearls and sent him off with great honor. On his way back, he spent the night at the same home. They asked him what he brought the Caesar that he had received such great honor. He said, "My deshakli mehachi amatul hasam. Whatever I took from here, I brought there." The people demolished their entire home, thinking the dirt was actually from Avraham Avinu, and brought it to the Caesar. When the Romans tested it and found that it was just regular dirt, those people were executed. We now return to the Mishnah at the beginning of the Perek, which defines dever, pestilence. Ezeu dever, ir hametzia chamesh meis ragli v'yatzim en gimel meisim v'gimel yamim zecher zeh hariz a dever pachis mikan ein zeh dever. We consider a plague of dever when a city of 500 adult males produces 3 deaths over 3 consecutive days, 1 a day. Anything less than that is not considered dever. The Braisa elaborates, V'yayim echer barba yamim ein zeh dever. If the 3 deaths occurred in 1 day or over 4 days, it's not considered dever. Rashi explains, Dakroi ba'almahu. It is a passing occurrence and not a sign of a spreading plague. The Braisa gives another example of a city of 1,500 male adults, where proportionately 3 deaths a day for a total of 9 deaths over 3 consecutive days will be considered dever. However, the Gemara relates that in Droikart, a city of 500 men experienced 3 deaths in one day, Rav Nachman bar Rav Chisda decreed a fast, unlike this braisa. As part of this discussion, the Gemara cites a braisa. Amar b'yasi, lo mekayme shel odem mechabdoi, elo odem mechabed es mekayme. It's not the place that honors the man. Rather, it is the man that brings honor to his place. The Gemara cites 2 examples. Har Sinai, shekol zman shechina shrui olav. As long as the Shekhinah rested upon it, it had the Kedusha of Gam Hatzayim V'Bokar al Yir al Mul HaHorahu. The sheep and the cattle should not graze next to this mountain. Nistalka Shekhinah Mimeno, once the Shekhinah departed, it no longer had the Kedusha, as the Pasuk says, M'mshech HaYevel HaMayal V'Har. As soon as the Shefer sounds, they may go up on the mountain. The mountain in of itself was not holy. It was the presence of Hashem that sanctified it. Ayel Mayed, Shekhol Zman Shu Natoy. As long as the Mishkan was standing, it had the Kedusha of V'yishalchu min ha-machna kol tzrua. All Tamei people must stay outside. Hoglulu ha-pareiches, once it was dismantled, hutruzav in ha-mitzrua in the Kanesham. Tamei people were once again allowed to enter the place where the Mishkan had been standing only moments before. The rest of the daf continues to relate several of the following. Incidents of plagues and other problems for which fasts were decreed. Certain cases where calamity was averted in the merit of a tzaddik. And finally, examples of people of great tzidkus.